This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
What was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. I said, write down 8 different letters of the alphabet, add an apostrophe, then write the same 8 letters in a different order. With proper spacing, you now have a 4-word phrase meaning took a risk. What is it? And the answer is stuck one's neck out.
We received only 156 correct responses, and the winner this week is Dan Franzen of Arlington, Virginia. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I'm told it was your wife who introduced you to the puzzle.
That's correct. She was going to graduate school at Washington State University, and I think at this point I'm obliged to say, go Cougs. And she told me about, she said, here's this funny little puzzle that they do on Sunday mornings, you might enjoy it. And she's right, because, 20-odd years later, I'm still playing it.
Wow. And I understand this isn't your first time playing a game on NPR.
That's right. I was on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me in the late 90s.
Oh, wow. How'd you do?
I did not win.
All right. Well, this is a game you cannot lose.
Good.
All right, Will, take it away.
All right, Dan, this week's puzzle is a variation on last week's. It's more of a quiz. I'm going to give you 4 words. 3 of them have something in common. I'll tell you what that something in common is. You tell me which word is the odd one out.
All right.
Here's number 1. Words that are both flowers and girls' names. All right, the words are violet, lily, iris, cowslip.
Cowslip.
Cowslip. I don't know any women named cowslip.
I don't.
Number 2.
That was an easy one, I must say.
All right, try this. Words that start the names of state capitals. Big, rich, mad, tall.
Well, it's not rich or mad.
Right. So you're down between big and tall.
I'll say tall.
No. Tall starts Tallahassee.
Right. So big then.
So it has to be big. Good. Adjectives that are the titles of well-known movies. Frozen, Notorious, Sweet, Unforgiven.
Sweet.
Sweet is it. Good. Words in the first verse of the Star-Spangled Banner. Bright, light, night, right.
I feel like you need to sing it now.
No one wants that. I know, I'm singing it to myself, but like I said,
come on. Give me just the first bars.
Oh, say, can you see?
There you go.
What's up, rallying me out? Yeah.
By the dawn's early light.
Oh, boy, is it right?
It is right. You are right. Good.
Good job.
Try this. English words that have completely different meanings in French. Main, that's M-A-I-N. Pain, P-A-I-N. Rue, R-U-E. And wet, W-E-T.
It's either rue or wet.
Okay, that is correct.
I'll say wet.
Wet is correct. In fact, W is not a native letter in French, so that couldn't be it. And here's your last one. The 3 most commonly misspelled words in internet news groups, according to a survey by Cornell Kimball.
I love this.
And your words are embarrassment, millennium, minuscule, separate.
Separate.
Separate is correct. That's misspelled only 23% of the time. Embarrassment, 55%, and minuscule is the champion, misspelled 68%.
Who is writing minuscule in a? I mean, I don't know. I'm obviously going to the wrong groups. This is a different...
You're in smart groups, Lulu.
I'm not in smart groups. This is my point. Clearly, these are big words that are hard to spell. Congratulations, you did great. How do you feel?
Oh, excited. That was a lot of fun.
It was, and you were really good. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Dan, which member station do you listen to?
We are sustaining members of WAMU.
So am I. That's Dan Franzen of Arlington, Virginia. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Eric Chaikin of Thousand Oaks, California. His brother is Andrew Chaikin, who created last week's challenge. Name a noted TV journalist. 5 letters in the first name, 6 letters in the last. Change an I in this name to a W and rearrange the result. You'll get a 2-word phrase for where you might see this journalist. Who is it? So again, a noted TV journalist, 5, 6, change an I to a W, rearrange the result, and you'll get a 2-word phrase for where you might see this journalist. Who is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 26th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.